Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, host of the Weekly Worldview. Bob, I think I've found what we've been waiting for and looking for 20 years.
Yeah, what?
I'm on WorldNet Daily.
Yeah.
And here's an article. It says, Ted Nugent proves liberals are two-faced hypocrites. We've been looking for someone to do that.
How in the world could he have done it?
It's amazing.
I remember him. You know, he's real filthy and vulgar, but he's sort of got a conservative worldview, not a Christian worldview.
Not Christian.
But a conservative.
Yeah.
Like, he believes in animal rights.
He's a conservative.
Animals
heathen.
Have the right to be hunted, killed, cooked, and eaten.
Right.
He's good at that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so he said that I heard him debating an animal rights activist about elephants in Africa.
Yeah.
And he showed how the elephants in the countries where it was legal to hunt them,
yeah,
they were thriving. And the countries where it was illegal, they had no funds to take care of the elephants. And those elephant herds were going extinct.
Wow.
This animal rights activist said, I couldn't care if every last elephant died as long as you can't kill one.
Oh,
and he said, that's
wow.
It. Debate's over. I won. You lose.
Very good.
So he's still proving it 20 years later.
And now he's proven that they're two-faced hypocrites. I'll have to read the article to get in on Ted's insightful brilliance in realizing that.
Too bad he's not a believer.
Yeah.
In Jesus Christ. Imagine how powerful and the eternal significance of his life.
Yeah.
As compared to just wanting to kill animals.
Well, you know how the old saying goes, that the devil got all the best guitar players. So, you know, there you go. Ted proves that as well. That
not axiom. Phil Keaggy. He didn't get Phil Keaggy.
He didn't get Phil Keaggy.
And
that's
Phil
right.
Phil Keaggy's missing half a finger.
Yeah.
And he's good.
Well, I think that axiom is only amongst heathens who believe that.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think it's...
He didn't get you. You're a good guitar
player.
No. Left-handed.
Serviceable background guitar player, but Ted's a lead guitar player.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just thought that was kind of funny that...
All right.
It's an eye roll article by Ted Nugent.
Last week, we played audio from Testimony at the Capitol from two amazing women.
Powerful. Wow.
You heard it? You weren't here that day.
I did hear it.
You heard
it. It was powerful.
Nancy Anstadt.
It's just what the Democrats... in the Colorado House legislature need to hear.
Yes.
Wow.
And Leslie Hanks,
yeah,
president of American Right to Life now. And today, sometime in the show, we have another excerpt.
Oh, good.
And this one, just like the others, this is from a gentleman from Pikes Peak, Citizens for Life.
Ah, yes.
And Matt Nijelski. You'll never guess how to spell that from the pronunciation.
There's a D in there somewhere, isn't there?
And a Z and all kinds of things. But Matt Nijelski, very powerful.
Yeah.
And so we're looking forward to hearing that in a few minutes.
Definitely.
But should we do some news first?
Yeah. Well, I said demoniac. I'm sorry. I meant demonocrat. I apologize. I misspoke. Hey,
you're apologizing to the demons for comparing them?
Yeah, I didn't want to. You don't want to disparage.
Democrats.
Yeah, that was uncalled for.
There was a very wicked demon once.
Yeah.
And I tried to figure out why it was so evil.
Yeah.
And Hillary was in it. People think you're only evil if you have a demon in you.
Yeah.
That just doesn't fly biblically.
No.
People could be just as evil as demons. It's not like fallen angels have... the market on wickedness.
Oh, no, certainly not.
No.
In fact, it's regular people, physical people, who do more damage than any demon I've heard of, at least recently.
Yeah.
Anyway, the news out of North Dakota is even better than I thought.
Mm.
You know that their Senate approved an amendment last week that would protect unborn babies at every stage of development?
Yes.
Pretty exciting.
A personhood or personhood-compliant bill.
Yes,
either,
it is.
Either way, these are powerful bits of legislation that are going all over the country.
It's amazing. There's a second bit of legislation. The protection that our criminal laws afford to victims of crimes extends to all human beings born and unborn.
And that is just like the bill introduced in Iowa by Representative Tom Shaw.
That's right.
These are personhood. They're basically personhood compliant legislation.
That's right. Yeah.
So that if personhood passes, they would not be invalidated.
That's
Whereas all the regulations and exceptions, they're not personhood compliant.
No.
They would be invalidated. Mm-hmm. And that's one way you can tell if something is a good bill or if it's a corrupt bill.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, now, do you remember, and I'm sure you do, that in 2009 and 2011, the personhood proposal was passed by the House there in North Dakota.
But
and
it shot down by the
always
Senate.
Always died in the Senate.
The state Senate.
But now,
ooh,
we've got the Senate. I don't know what the situation is in the House in North Dakota, but
I would think it's just as positive. So now they start it in the Senate, which was a wise move.
Yes.
And Lord willing, this will pass the House.
Yeah. And I don't know how many abortions occur in North Dakota. They only have one clinic.
Well, there's all the chemical abortifacients these days.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Right. You have been pointing out on your show.
You have to preface any statement with that. They're trying to shut down the only abortion clinic there. But even if there was no abortion clinic, no OBGYN, and no ability to get an abortion, if any municipality, town, or state outlawed abortion, the liberals will just absolutely freak out. It'll be great.
Yeah.
It'll be sparking the confrontation that we've been looking for, hoping for. Mm. But it's not all good news. I have a note from Life News.
You know, Life News should be avoided.
Whenever there's good news about personhood, you can turn to Life News to get the bad news.
Yeah, lifenews.com,
yes.
Avoid. LifeSiteNews.com,
they're good.
Much
like
better.
It. Yes.
Much better.
Well, Life News points out, as they always do, like a broken record, that some pro-life organizations do not support this.
They're against personhood.
They're
efforts.
Against personhood. Why? Well, they say... The better strategy is supporting pro-life Senate candidates and replacing Barack Obama. We need to pave the way for a new Supreme Court.
A new Supreme Court.
Have I heard this somewhere before?
That's been the strategy since 1973.
Yeah.
The court, even after Reagan was elected to accomplish just that, the court, is the court better than it was 30 years ago? Is it better? Is it more pro-life today?
John Roberts. I don't think so.
American Right to Life offered $10,000 to National Right to Life to name one pro-life justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. Just name one.
That's right. And we still have that $10,000 in the bank.
That's right. There is There are no pro-life justices.
So that would, you'd think after 40 years, someone would realize it's a failed strategy.
And Obama 30, probably is going to nominate another, you know, in the next few years.
A couple of them.
And he already did put one, Sonia Sotomayor.
Yeah.
But all he did was promote her. She was a Republican federal justice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Bush, she was a Bush judge. Mm-hmm. We had a Bush president put her on the federal bench.
That's right.
So how far did he have to go to look for a pro-abort judge? Just at the Bush judges.
Yeah, just look at whoever Bush put in.
Right. So she's a bipartisan justice. You know, Fox News this weekend, they had a guest who's an expert on getting people to work together.
Yeah.
And they asked him, how are we going to get the two sides in Congress to work together? How? And this was a conservative host asking.
Okay.
I thought, wouldn't that be easy? Just tell the Republicans to do whatever the Democrats want to do. Then they'll work together.
It seems to have been working for the past few decades.
But what he really meant to say is, how do we get the Democrats to do what we want?
Well.
But he didn't have the courage to just say that.
Right.
So how do we get them to work together?
We want to work together.
That's easy. Do what they want. And then you're working together. It's also make-believe.
All right. So what else? There was another massacre in North Carolina. I don't even know if it's worth. Only two people were killed. It's not really big news.
There's so many mass shootings, murders.
Just every day.
You can't keep up with them. You can't.
Yeah.
Used to be you could remember the names of the murderers.
Yes. And it used to be that they would dominate the news headlines.
Yeah.
There was a killing spree in the 1950s, a couple of teenagers out in Kansas throughout the West. Mm. Enraptured the whole country. It was terrifying.
Mm.
Now this is every day. Every day the same thing happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
But apparently a man went into court, shot a woman, and killed two women, shot five people total. Mm. And the police killed him. And details to follow.
Yeah.
But, every day. It's just sad. It's a prediction you made 20 years ago when I first started listening to you, that the epidemic of violence and bloodshed will just increase exponentially every
though,
year.
And they put another million people in prison nationwide, so the numbers went down a bit, the murder rate. And I remember pointing out that they're only postponing the murders.
Yeah.
They're only postponing it. Liberals want to make it so that people can't commit crime. Mm-hmm. And Bible-educated conservatives realize you have to make it so that they won't commit crime.
That's right.
So that they are deterred. Mm-hmm. It's the deterrence. It's not take away what? They want to take away assault rifles.
Yeah.
And more people are killed in America by hands and feet.
That's right.
Than rifles of all types.
Don't give them any ideas. They'll come after hands and feet. They're confused. They don't know what to do.
They'll want to disarm you, and they'll mean your actual arm.
Oh, I have to ask you, because you have sons.
Yes.
I have daughters.
Yeah, we have seven boys.
So there's a gulf between
us.
But your boys, I have three daughters. And you have
seven
sons.
Yeah, between Cheryl and
Now, me. Your boys go to the Boy Scouts. They're Boy Scouts.
Yes.
Okay, so I heard that the leader of the Boy Scouts has decided to postpone a decision on allowing homos into the tents.
And they did the exact same thing 8 months ago. Exact same thing.
Oh, no, I wasn't aware
of that. Exact same thing. And so they're floating these trial balloons.
That's what I thought.
Because
it was.
Eventually they want to say, and here's what they said, your troop wouldn't be forced to have a homosexual scoutmaster.
Well, that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
But
each troop could decide. Well, that doesn't work because they have, like in Colorado, Camp Alexander, and in California, Catalina Island, you have these jamborees where you got 400 scouts together with dozens of scoutmasters, and you will have predators. It'll be open season on young boys at the Boy Scouts. If it's exactly like the Catholic Church saying we're going to admit homosexuals to our seminaries, but we're just going to ask them to behave and be celibate.
Yeah.
That was back in the 60s.
Yeah, right.
How did that work?
Not no. And
no. In fact, the latest pope is resigning.
That's right.
He's not over that.
No, he's
unrelated.
I think he's just sick of it. Or no, he's just sick.
He's old.
He's old.
He's old.
Yeah. Now, before we get off this topic,
Is
there any way for people to oust? Obviously, if the president of the Boy Scouts thinks that this is a question worthy of discussion, he's not qualified for the position.
Of course he's not.
Is there any way to oust him from office? Can we manage a coup?
Well, they've been inundated with outrage, and they recognize that it very well may tear the Boy Scouts apart.
Mm.
But you know what? They really don't care.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's the promotion of rebellion against God that's motivating those who support homosexuality and child killing and evolution and all this stuff. So really, they don't care. Like Obama, if you destroy the nation, they don't care. What they care about is their rebellion against God. And that's what they will not compromise on.
Yeah.
So, but we would take our kids out of the Boy Scouts, of course. And we have three sons that are well on their way to earning an Eagle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Eagle Scout.
Yeah, that's very significant. It's quite this enormous effort. Our oldest son, who's still at home, is now a Life Scout, and he has about, I think, 16 merit badges.
Yeah.
So 21 merit badges, another year or so, he will have earned his Eagle. But we would all, including our sons, want to give all that up rather than agree with this grotesque perversion.
Well, I know that many large corporations have pulled their funding to the tunes of millions, maybe tens of millions of dollars in the past couple of years. So the homosexual lobby has been very powerful.
Oh, absolutely right. And remember George W. Bush and Romney, too. Romney agrees.
Yeah.
And he's agreed for 20 years, practically, that the homos should be helping to run the Boy Scouts.
Mm.
Bush, when he was running for president, the Boy Scouts were being attacked that they couldn't use the public library.
Right, right.
And he didn't lift a finger in their defense because he disagrees with the Boy Scouts. That's why. He's a pro-sodomite, typical Republican.
Yeah. And Obama's similar, but Obama's pretty honest about his position.
Yeah, right. Ann Coulter now is on the board of a homosexual activist group.
We need to stage a coup in the conservative movement. For crying out loud.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what we do. We expose the liberal in the conservative here at Bob and Yurt Live.
And it's getting easier and easier.
That's
because
so
we're overrun with liberals.
All you do is shine a light in there. You shine a light at a Republican meeting.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of pinkos.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's see what else. I want to hear the testimony from the gentleman.
From Matt.
Yeah. But before we do that,
Matt Najelski.
Now, I don't know how you feel about this. Matt Najelski's coming up.
Yeah.
Because we're running out of time.
Oh.
In Virginia, they're considering a bill in their legislature that would allow school districts to let homeschoolers try out for public school sports teams.
Yeah. It's of course, there's great risk because when people don't give their kids a Christian education, those kids are being ruined.
Right.
Almost as though it were the goal, systematically.
Yeah, they're being systematically abused.
Yeah. But I would say, in this case, parents have to use tremendous wisdom and insight to know, you know, my child, are they able to be involved in a sport run by a godless institution and not be harmed? And it's pretty rough. If you're going to give your child to be educated by the godless education system, that's inherently immoral. It's obviously sinful.
Okay.
But the Bible says we're in the world, but not of the world.
Amen.
And I think it would be wrong for Christian parents to think, well, our town has a soccer league. It's not run by a church. It's inherently wrong to be involved with it. I think that's wrong.
Well, yeah, you could draw the line right at soccer. It's inherently immoral to have your kids involved
soccer
in any way.
In and of itself.
No, I'm just kidding. That's just
such a socialist sport.
That's just a joke. Yeah, no, they're calling it the Tim
now,
Tebow
hockey
bill.
Is a real sport. Yeah, the Tim because
Tim played for some public high schools, but he was homeschooled.
Generally, your Christian kid will be torn down and weakened by interaction like that, generally.
Yeah, I believe
you're
right.
But not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
It's not inherently sinful to have your kids involved in a city baseball league or so on. But it's dangerous.
So you have to use wisdom.
Extreme wisdom. Yeah.
There's no general rule or statement that covers it. You have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You have to understand the Word of God. You have to be walking with the Lord so you can make wise decisions.
Yeah.
And there.
Yeah, well, speaking of sports,
okay,
there is a poll.
There's a poll.
There's a poll reported by CNN.
Okay.
And they asked,
what was he doing?
They asked people, does God play a role in who wins a football game or any sporting event? 27% of Americans said yes.
Get out of here.
And just over 1 in 4 believe that God influences polls.
Maybe that's why the Pope is retiring. God is influencing a poll.
Nope. No, this Pope is German.
Oh, that's right.
It was
the last Pope.
You know,
I'm sorry.
I got to say, it is amazing that there hasn't been a Pope resign. Now, let's say this was a Southern Baptist thing.
Okay.
And they'd say, no leader, chairman of the Southern Baptist Convention has ever resigned in the last 60 years, maybe they'd say.
Okay, that'd
well,
be impressive.
No pope has resigned, because it's for life.
That's right.
Has resigned in 600 years.
Wow.
600 years, since like 1415. 600 years. That's just astounding.
Wow.
It really is. And,
amazing.
Doug, I was thinking about the difference between Catholics and Protestants and how their churches function.
Yeah.
And there is one very clear systemic difference. Catholics, when they have institutions, including their hospitals and universities and all, and they go godless in a big way, they promote abortion, homosexuality, they honor Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, not in spite of being a pro-abort, but really because of being a pro-abort and being a socialist. The Catholic Church's approach for all these centuries is to just continue to absorb all that.
Mm.
Whereas Protestants tend to divide.
That's right. The church is split.
Split. And so you see the Protestants have a hard time accomplishing anything in unison because there's hundreds of groups that are divided.
That's right.
Whereas the Catholics, they continue to keep it all inside.
Mm.
And so you have Catholic hospitals that employ abortionists and Catholic universities that hire Planned Parenthood to teach the nursing program, like at Regis here in Denver.
Yeah.
And so it's two different, it's two different models, and they're both horrifically problematic.
Yeah, they're both having problems just for different reasons.
They are.
Yeah.
So,
and I know the Apostle Paul wants the church to be united. That's what he said in his letters so often.
So life is difficult, and how God puts up with us
it's amazing.
Is something
It's amazing he hasn't returned.
Should we hear from Matt Nijelski?
Absolutely.
Pikes Peak Citizens for Life at the Capitol a week ago testifying for this abortion ban introduced by Representative Humphrey.
Matthew Nijelski. Hope I didn't massacre that name. If you want to tell us your name and who you represent.
Hello. My name is Matthew Nijelski, and I'm here representing Pikes Peak Citizens for Life. Before I start, I wanted to check. We had some doctors earlier with testimony, and I have some information from an international group of obstetricians and other physicians that met in Dublin last September, and they issued a statement about abortion that I think would be of interest to this committee. They said, and I'm quoting, "As experienced practitioners and researchers in obstetrics and gynecology, we affirm that direct abortion is not medically necessary to save the life of a woman." Going on, they said, "We uphold that there is a fundamental difference between abortion and necessary medical treatments that are carried out to save the life of the mother, even if such treatment results in the loss of life of her unborn child." And they continue, "We confirm that the prohibition of abortion does not affect in any way the availability of optimal care to pregnant women." I think that's something that you should keep in mind when considering this bill. I also wanted to bring your attention to a more legislative view. When Colorado legislators made abortion legal, they reclassified preborn children as being less than human. In so doing, Colorado entered the company of the pre-Civil War America, where black persons were considered to be less than human, and the company of Nazi Germany, where Jewish persons were considered to be less than human. Today, slavery and the Holocaust are almost unanimously considered to have been wrong, and historians and others have debated how the antebellum American and Nazi societies failed to see the error of their policies. Unfortunately, Colorado society is as blind as these two other societies. We kill our own children, who are most certainly fully human, in the name of economic advancement, progress, convenience, overpopulation, eugenics, and so-called rights, while remaining oblivious to the destruction we cause to society, to our families, and to the individual men and women involved, including some that you've heard today. How can we heal this blindness? Well, a simple method, I think, is just to put yourself in the other's place to determine whether a policy is just. So using my examples, if a slaveholder were to switch places with a slave, would slavery look just? It would not. If a Nazi official were to change places with a Jew from a concentration camp, would the Holocaust look just? I think not. If you representatives on the committee today were to switch places with any preborn child, either here in this chamber or anywhere in Colorado, if you were to make this swap, would abortion look just to you, especially knowing that the woman carrying you could have you killed, often in violent fashion, for any reason whatsoever? Please remember that each of you began your life in your mother's womb, and without this miracle, you would not be here today. So, if you think abortion is just, given this example, this mental exercise, have you entered into counseling to deal with your suicidal thoughts? And should you be representing the people of Colorado if you are mentally ill? As a representative of the people, your job is to foster justice in society. Slavery made justice impossible. Ethnic cleansing, the Holocaust, made justice impossible. Legal abortion makes justice impossible. It must be ended in order for justice to reign, or otherwise injustice will reign. So instead of having historians remember you in the company of slaveholders and Nazi officials, today you can be remembered for taking a step to remove Colorado from the company of these unjust societies. Say yes to this bill for justice for our society by removing the injustice of abortion. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Are there any questions?
Praise the Lord.
For this witness?
Wow. That was powerful.
Yeah. And the.
Did he call them mentally ill right to their face? That was. He implied.
I think so, Doug.
The implication was hanging out there.
Yeah. What a great test that Matt offered.
Wow.
He said, put yourself in the other's place.
Yeah.
If there's a question of whether something is just, put yourself in the other's place. Mm. And he said, so. If you think slavery is okay, put yourself, your kids, your wife, in the other's place.
Yeah.
And that now you're a slave. Or with a German officer and a Jew in a concentration camp. Just switch places. Mm. Is it just? And so then he says, and if you did that with abortion, you realize you could be killed at any moment.
Yeah.
You'd have to be suicidal to think that that is just.
That's right.
That you don't care if people kill you. And he said, in that case, you're mentally ill. And if you're mentally ill, you shouldn't be governing a state.
Wow. Now, what a powerful setup.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really no way around his logic.
No.
His logic is like a steel cage logic.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that bill, I have very little confidence that the Democrats are going to pass an abortion ban, but what that did was it facilitated the ability for Christians to sit in front of these heathens who are on their way to hell with jet rockets, by the way, and tell them exactly what they need to hear. Exactly what they need to hear. I praise the Lord for that opportunity.
Yeah, and it went on. We have more testimony.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
And yeah,
I hope you're listening out there, Matt.
Yeah.
God bless.
Matt was great, and as we said earlier, Nancy Anstett was great, and Leslie Hanks was great, and we have more. And, you know, Lord willing, we'll figure out on the coming shows if we should continue to air these excerpts of testimony, but they're powerful.
Well, that's why we continue to fight in the public square. Obviously, our main responsibility is with our own families to make sure that our own families aren't involved in killing innocent people and injustice.
Right.
But we also have a responsibility to our neighbors, so we fight this in the public square.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we lose on the vote,
mm-hmm.
but we give these people an opportunity to hear what they need to hear from the Word of God.
Doug, I got a call today from a retired firefighter in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And he said he and his wife would like to work to promote personhood there in Pennsylvania.
Great.
And he said, what can we do?
Mm.
And so the first thing they're going to do is go to AmericanRightToLife.org and start going through. There's an education program there.
Yeah.
You sign up and you start, and in about 5 weeks, just less than an hour a day,
mm-hmm.
you'll get through the program, and then you're ready for the next step.
That's right. You'll come out of the end of the other side of that in better shape than most people who've attended seminary for 4 years.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, regarding right
tremendous
and wrong.
Tremendous resource.
So, hey, Doug, we're out of time. Thank you for being in studio today.
Thank you, Bob. I've enjoyed it. God bless everybody out there.
You're very welcome. And our website is kgov.com. In March, we have our telethon coming up to keep our internet operations going for another year. There are, 7 people here in the studio right now? We need your help. God bless you.